I'm on the phone with Tom Slunecka, Chief Executive Officer of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. Tom, I'd like to ask you some questions about an upcoming forum in Mankato that has to do with biodiesel, but also bioheat, which is something that I'm not at all familiar with. So begin by explaining the reasoning for this forum, if there's ever been anything like it in the state before, and just kind of its origins, if you could.
Sure. Well, over the last few years, the biodiesel industry, mostly led by states like Minnesota, have been reaching out to the East Coast and have been developing a marketplace for biodiesel to fit into home heating fuel. You know, I think we all remember years ago, we all had fuel tanks in our basements out on the farm, but today, that's all mostly been replaced by natural gas and propane. On the East Coast, that's not true. On the East Coast, there's still a lot of home heating oil used to heat not only their homes, but major office buildings in New York City.
Is anybody anywhere in the country using biodiesel in this manner currently?
They've actually been using biodiesel on the East Coast now for going on a little over 5 years. And the marketplace has been growing. But with bioheat mandates, or I should say renewable mandates, up and down the East Coast growing, there needs to be a larger dialogue about the availability of the fuel, the technical aspects of the fuel, and the economics of the fuel to make sure that they are comfortable with continuing to grow that marketplace.
Are there environmental advantages to using this bioheat that you just described?
Well, there certainly are. Just like all biofuels. Bioheat produces far less emissions, far less PM2.5s, which is the really teeny, tiny particles that actually make it through our lungs into our bloodstreams. And so when we're using biofuel right there in the home and the emissions are constant right there around you, it's very important that your furnace systems and or your fuel is burning extremely clean.
Let's talk details now for the upcoming forum. Begin with the location, date, and then from there we'll get into some of the topics.
Certainly. The event is going to be held on August 19th. It's in Mankato at the Courtyard Marriott. The event will run from 2 to 5 p.m., and it is open to all those that would like to attend. And there is a pre-registration form available on our website at unionsoybeans.org.
So what areas of biodiesel and bioheat will you be delving into, and who are you bringing in to discuss them?
We're bringing in several experts from the New York City area, as well as experts from Minnesota, to talk about the technical aspects of using biodiesel in their bioheat systems. We're going to be talking about the clean air mandates on the East Coast. And we're going to be talking about the supply and distribution systems that allow that fuel to make it into that marketplace, or really any marketplace.
Tom, who are you hoping will attend this forum?
People that could attend this meeting and find true value from it are anyone in the Minnesota area that is using heating oil in their systems today, whether it be commercial or homes, or perhaps they're in the distribution system, because bioheat is available today in Minnesota. So we would want those folks to come and learn, and maybe they can start to change their systems as well. The other people that should attend is anybody involved in the biofuel industry. So all of the plant managers of the biodiesel facilities, the trucking firms, they should also come and learn about this marketplace. It's an over 3.8 billion gallon marketplace on the East Coast. And we want to make sure that Minnesota is getting as big a piece of that as possible.
I'm sure that you've given some thought to what this could potentially mean for Minnesota soybean growers, the potential there. Tom, if you could just talk about some of the thoughts in your head and ideas of this really growing as we move forward.
Well, currently, with the demand for biodiesel, whether it be for transportation fuel or the piece of the market that we have on the East Coast now, we're adding 73 cents to every bushel of soybeans in value, and that increases our tax base for the average Minnesota consumer. It obviously increases the revenue that's brought into our rural communities, and it does help the farmers as well. So if we're able to expand that market and grab more of that 3.8 billion gallon marketplace up and down the East Coast, that can only drive that value higher and higher. This is a true value-added market. It's something that we're raising here. We're raising a sustainable crop. We've got a sustainable process, and we're able to capture a high value by shipping a finished product out to new customers.
You've identified who you'd like to see attend, Tom. How can they register for the forum?
So the forum is available online to learn more about and to register, and you can get to that from Minnesota Soybeans website at mnsoybean.org. There you'll see an icon for the symposium, and just click on that link, and you'll find all the information necessary.
Anything else, Tom?
If the website doesn't work for you, you can also call in to our main line, and you can ask to learn more about the event. Our 1-800 line number is 1-888-896-9678.
Tom Slunecka, CEO of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. Again, give us the date of the forum one more time.
The event is on August 19th. It's at the Courtyard Marriott in Mankato. It'll start from 2 and run till 5 p.m.